welcome to the On The Go special of the Very Necessary Podcast.
Yay!
So we're doing an impromptu show today. Me and the illustrious Gonique. Y'all haven't seen her in a minute. Say hey, Gonique.
Hey.
They missed you, girl.
We have
one listener in particular who just really loves Gonique. Mm-hmm. And so I'm sure he'll be happy to see that she is back today with us. So I have to make sure I give him a ringy ding and let him know. What's all that goddamn noise?
Ma'am, that's your noise.
Nuh-uh. No, it ain't.
Oh.
Because these people up here in the Farm Fresh acting like they got good sense and they are not being noisy. That was the engineer. We're going to beat his ass later on. But anyway, how was your week, Gomi? Tell us all about it.
My week was a blur. That's all I can say. I didn't know if it was Monday, Wednesday, Tuesday. I don't know. It all just ran together.
It's that job. I ain't even lying. It's that job.
I turned my alarm off Friday like it was Saturday because I think I just wanted it to be Saturday. I don't know. It's the job.
Yeah, I think it's time. So today was going to be an impromptu day on, just random shit we talk about because, let me tell you, me and Poxitani Phyllis, a.k.a. Unique Nurse Neek, we talk about everything under the sun. But
yep.
Because it's just us today, I want to bring up the topic of how we have gone on this rabbit hole search on TikTok of these women who are dominatrixes. And I, as a Black woman, never knew that there were so many different facets of, should we call it, dom life?
Oh. They call themselves FS workers.
FS work. Well, see, FS is full service. So technically, not all of them are full service. So would they just be more schmecks workers? Because, you know, that's what they call themselves, too, schmecks workers.
And I think it all depends on where they are. So in Australia, where our favorite blue-eyed girl is from, they consider themselves FS workers because it is legal in most of Australia.
It is. Well, overseas. It is.
Yes. So, yeah. But we have learned a couple things, such as there are, what is it, financial doms?
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I want to be.
We learned about, is it pig pen or pig play? Pay pig.
No, it's pay pig.
Pay pig. We learned about pay pig.
Yeah.
Apparently, yeah, that is a huge business for schmecks workers.
Right. And you have to say schmecks because, you know, social media doesn't like for you to say the actual three-letter word. So as we talk about this today, it's going to be schmecks.
Schmecks.
But y'all smart. Schmeck. Yeah, they smart. You schmecks. They're smart. They can read between the lines.
Yes.
If not, shame on them. So anywho, so what's your take on it? Because, you know, I totally know what realm I would like to dive into. I mean, I have expressed myself before about being very intrigued by, you know, possibly getting an OnlyFans and doing such type things with, you know, pictures of my feet. You know, nothing too crazy. I mean, I'm 47 years old. Ain't nobody about to bust it open and be twerking for y'all. I think that's too much anyway. But, you know, mine going to be real light. Mine is not going to involve any full service because I'm not giving you niggas nothing. But I could totally see me being a humiliatrix.
It's a fendodom. You want to be a fendodom, a financial dominatrix.
I do want to be that. And so, you know, Finn can be nice and Finn can also be mean, though.
True.
Right, so I think I would have great joy. No, ma'am. Excuse me while I'm shopping, folks. But Neek, tell them how they the differentiation between all of them.
Well, a financial dom, which is also a femdom, is one who receives money or gifts from a submissive in exchange for humiliating or degrading them. So, it is a non-sexual contact, but they get off by being humiliated and dominated by a woman.
And see here, and I thought you had to be, you could be nice and still be a femdomer.
You can, but that's what most of them like. They want somebody to degrade them. Think about it. The people who pay for these services are usually, you know, people in what they say, judges and attorneys and, you know, people of higher ranking and status.
Men in power.
And what do they get? They get somebody catering to them all the time. They have that. You have somebody catering to you at all times. But they pay for somebody to be humiliating them and taking their money. I mean, yeah.
Baby, you know, they have this old saying. And, oh, shit. I didn't realize my little car thing was going off. But anyways, I'm still there.
You're still here.
Okay. So, you know the little old saying, it's like taking.
So keep telling me about your wants to be a financial dom.
So like these men in power, right?
Right.
They I would totally get with that because number one, I don't think this is gonna come out right, but it is what it is. I like being mean to men. Like, you really wouldn't even have to pay me to do it. But shit, that just pissed me off so. Yeah, that just pissed me off so fucking bad. Sometimes, oh shit, that pissed me off so
free.
Yeah, I really just kind of do it for free because, like, but hold on, y'all know Yosh love money, right? So, like I said, it's like. The old saying is taking candy from a baby. You would actually be giving candy to the baby because I would eat that shit up. I would get great joy. And baby would come to work every day, would work overtime. Honey, what? You want to feel bad today?
Yeah.
I'm going to make it rain on your little ugly ass.
I've seen you be mean.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I've seen you be mean for
I'm giving BOGO specials everything because it's just sometimes the mother effers deserve it.
Now, you know what? I'm the nice one and have a hard time being mean, but I think I would enjoy being a financial dom. I think I would like it.
You think you would have a hard... Everyone who knows Neek and everyone who knows me says that I'm the mean one naturally, right? So even I would have a hard time, you know, with you telling me that you were mean to somebody.
I think I can do it. And I think I would enjoy doing it.
Really? So it would almost be like taking your aggression out on all the, you know how they say, who hurt you?
Absolutely. All of the suppression that I have, I can take it out on somebody else and get paid for it.
Yes.
I think I can.
It's almost like, you know how people go to the gym and they hit the, what do you call that? The punching bag.
Yeah.
So it's basically like you're putting the energies that
you want to just punch in the face, but you can't really punch in the face because there's this thing called jail, and we don't want to go there.
Some of us aren't made for that, no.
I done worked in the prison, and I know I ain't set up for that shit. Both of us have.
Nope, I'd be damned if you send me to C&D pod. No, ma'am.
No, ma'am. So, no, and definitely not in Lexington County, right?
If you ever go to jail, don't go to jail.
If you ever go to jail in Lexington County, may the force be with you. Because, no, baby, ever. I wouldn't put my enemy's dog in that motherfucker.
No, ma'am.
But, yeah, back to the dispersion. Oh, tell them about our little lady who cleans people's houses in the nude. And she has her homeboy sitting outside in the car as her security guard waiting for her.
So she is based out of Florida. And what this young lady does is she provides, I'm not going to say just cleaning services. She provides household services. And she does it topless. Most of the time, it's all topless, but sometimes she could be completely nude. She will come and she cleans your house. She might hang Christmas lights for you. She does yard work. And she gets paid hundreds of dollars per hour to do this topless. Now, when you see this little cutie, she's a basic Sarah. I mean, you know, nothing just wow, but she's not an ugly girl. And she gets paid thousands of dollars a week to clean these gentlemen's houses topless. And they're not allowed to touch her because she has security with her. She has a gentleman that goes with her on every job, and he makes 20%. He makes 20% of what she makes. So, of course, he's going to go with her. He's going to sit outside, and he's going to do whatever to be her protection. And she says she has never had a problem. Ever.
I mean, but why would she? Because, I mean, if she goes in there, you know, with the no,
Yoshi, we don't lost you. There you go.
I just feel like with them knowing, they know not to play with her. She's about her business. Now, if some dummy just decided to go, yeah, I'm not with anyone. I'm all by myself.
Yeah. So I think it was a pretty good idea. So when Christmas came around, she's like, oh, I was just going to get a feel. Hey, does anybody need their Christmas lights hung? She thought maybe I would get one or two people, no more than three or four. She had a wait list across two states.
Silence.
Across two
Book
states.
Silence.
For her to come and hang her Christmas lights topless.
Can somebody pay me? And look, I got some 38 double D's over here.
I can't get that.
They ain't in the best condition. I mean, but hey, somebody might want to look at them. If I could just come over there with these and hang up some, I ain't even hanging up no lights. I'm gonna be honest with you.
We know.
I'm gonna come up. I can come. I'm not a Christmas. That's right, because Neek does my Christmas decorations. Thank you very much. But if I could come over there and wipe some counters down and make a little meal or something, I'm your girl.
There you go. You should cook. You should do meal preps for them topless.
I could.
Go on a Sunday.
I surely could.
Prep their meals for the whole week in your string bikini. There you go.
Well, you know, I used to do something similar back in the day. So, back when I was young, and I had my clothes on when I did this. But back when I was young, I found me about 3-4 drug dealers, right? In the city, and I was just like, hey, if you ain't got no girlfriend, or your girlfriend lazy, or she don't want to do it for you, I'll come over there on Sunday, I'll cook you a meal that'll stretch for about 2 or 3 days, I'll wash your clothes, I'll take the rest of you. This is when going to the cleaners was big, so really I would only have to wash like undershirts and drawers. So I would take the rest of their clothes to the cleaners. I would clean their little apartment or house, whatever they had, and they would break me off. And I only had like 3 or 4 dudes, but I would make a mean $1,200 on a Sunday. Mm-hmm. And that would be in and out, because if you think about it, if you got the food cooking while you're doing the cleaning, you're kind of in and out of there in about 2 hours. You know?
That's not bad. Yeah.
So that was my little week. That was my little weekly job. I would leave that, you know, I would make at least $1,000 a week, sometimes to about $1,300-$1,400, just depending on if I had all four of them. So that was a great little side hustle. And that was with my clothes on and them not even being there. So just imagine now in 2024, if I wanted to go and do that topless with my little security man outside in the car.
I'll be your security. We're good.
I know, because she got the pew pew.
it's the mouse couture, baby. Okay, so look, since we're talking about Dom, I have a question. Have you ever heard of a theater Dom?
A theater? No. What's
yes, you? A theater. A theater is a Dom for somebody who has a fetish with eating off of people. Like putting food on your body and allowing them to eat the food off of your body.
He gotta eat it off of me?
Well, okay, so it says they get, including preparing the food and encouraging them to eat. So I would say
hold on. So we got some feedback. Engineer. Oh, so
okay, well let me read the definition. Let me read the definition to you. Okay. It says that a feeder, which is that's what it it says, it has a feederism, which is very specific to a fetish, which people get off on eating or feeding someone else to the point of discomfort. But some of them like to eat the food off of the participant's body. But
mommy issues. But yeah, put a pap on that bitch and I'll pop his little legs and stick a pacifier in his mouth. And yeah.
They have something that's called the mentor dom. So people get paid to do all of these. So I have to sit there and listen. I have to give advice. I have to show patience. And they like BDSM and kinky stuff. So teaching. They want you to provide structure and they want you to be helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for our listeners, let our listeners, because they may not be very literate on this terminology, but BDSM
is bondage. What is it?
Submissive.
Yeah,
bondage, submission, and is it masochist or something?
No, we just can be deep. Like is
dominant.
Okay. It's dominant.
And then
bondage, discipline, dominance, and submission.
Right.
That's what it is.
So, and see, I went in the sex store one time, you know, because I was just, this is what I do. I go look at little things and who be walking around in there and who's in each section, right? And so I noticed these older white men over by this glass case, and it was like all these they look like surgical tools almost. So I'm thinking to myself, what y'all about to do with that, right? So you know me, I don't give a damn. I'm gonna ask the questions. I was like, y'all planning to have a little special night, y'all? Yes, ma'am. I was like, oh, all right. Well, y'all look like y'all about to play a game. You, girl, it was like a pipe cleaner, like with a little brush on the end and a long silver, like pointy thing. And I guess they stick that in their urethra. Yeah, I'm not doing that.
So that will fall under pleasure dom. It will become a pleasure. You'll be a pleasure dominatrix. So that those are the ones that I guess you could kind of say torture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's
pleasant, but it's torturing in order to receive an O.
Oh, okay.
And also, too, with pleasure dominatrix, they get you close to the O, then they pull back.
Yeah, that is torture, isn't it?
That's torture.
But some women do that within me and anyway, so.
I don't want to do any of that. Can I just get a PayPig account and just be mean to people once or twice a week?
I know.
That's all I want to do.
Because the ladies who do the humiliatrix and femdom work, they said they don't have like a lot of clients. They might have about 5 or 6. But they basically make sure that they live very well, mm-hmm. based on the quality of service and the attention that they're able to give her. So, see, I think a lot of dudes would be, like, really overwhelming. I just need me, like, a little Stan and a Paul and a John and, you know, just very well to do. But they love the brown sugar. And they want my little mean brown ass to just talk shit to them and grind me some money. And, girl, I would be good with that.
I'm not mean, but I think I can do it for the right amount.
Shit. Now I'm going to be honest. There's some things I ain't going to sell my soul for. But I don't have to have no sex. All I got to do is just be my sexy self and talk shit. That's me. I do that every day. I'm not taken out of my norm, right, for free. I'm sitting around here doing shit for free. That I should be getting paid for. You see how we've been playing ourselves?
Yeah.
I'm not giving.
Yeah.
I'm gonna just stop talking. You ever see when them people go live and they be like putting their little sign up like, I'm not gonna say anything until the person I want says the special word on the live, or I'm not going to do anything until my type comes on the live, or whatever. And they sit there and be quiet. But people, and so I had to look at that shit one day. I was like,
crazy.
Yes. Yes. Like, they sit there quiet and they hold up signs and they say, I'm not going to talk until somebody who looks like my type comes on the live. And, like, people will be sending them, like, social media has really gotten out of control. Like, and literally, and I couldn't even say anything because I'm sitting there watching, like, I want to see what's going to happen. But people are sending them gifts and stars and talking to them. Like, are we that hungry for attention?
Yes. We are starved as a nation for attention. Yes. And it got worse over the pandemic. Absolutely.
Like, neat. That is effing crazy. Like, even down to where you're going to pay somebody to be mean to you. People mean to me all the time.
No,
I ain't paying them.
Nobody mean to you.
Well, they try to be.
I ain't seen it yet.
I mean, you know, people try to be mean to you. People try to, I mean, I think people...
I think they try to play in my fucking face. Sorry. But I think they try to play in my face. But I don't think they try to be mean to me.
So you've seen the cartoon or hell, maybe in real life, where people will take the little stick and poke inside the lion's cage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think people do that on a regular basis every day just to see how far they can go with people. Have you ever had, like, somebody to say some shit to you? And I was like, so see, they don't really know me. They just trying to see how far they can go with me. And so that's why they did that shit.
They they poked a bear. I will agree to that. Right. They poked a bear. And they poked a bear on a regular basis.
Yeah. I feel like people do that on a daily, just to kind of see how far that they can go with people.
I agree.
So, I think more people know not to do it with me, that because I have a resting bitch face that don't quit. It's probably on in my sleep. So yep. I think people are less likely to do it with me because they just feel like she looked like she whooped somebody's ass. But what they really don't understand is you being so nice and sweet and smiley. Like, this, she fooler than me. Like, sir, I'm the last one you need to worry about.
I wouldn't say I'm fooler than you. I think it's because they just don't expect it out of me. I think that's just what it is. They don't expect it from me. And so when it happens, everybody's in shock and awe, like, wait, what just happened there? You know, but no, I think that's what it is.
So you saying it's equal foolery?
No, ma'am. I think you got way more foolery in you than I do.
It's no chasing with the bullshit with me. That's why I would be such a great humiliatrix in financial dom. Because, boy, what? I beat your ass. And be smiling when I say it.
You would. But I think I would probably get joy out of being mean to people and getting paid for it.
I know our listeners gonna be like, wait a minute, are these two nurses? And yes, and we're probably the nicest nurses that you ever gonna meet ever in life.
Absolutely.
We'll give you great care, because I just feel like it's whatever the assignment is.
I mean, the same way that they want to be undercover with their fetishes, why can't I be undercover with my dominatrix skills?
Yeah, why can't you?
I'm gonna go set up me a PayPal account. Yeah, I'll look for it. I gotta find a pseudo name though. Yeah.
So yeah, right. So to the ladies listening who may be interested, security first. Remember, we discussed that today. You never want to go in here meeting people at their houses, unarmed, by yourself, that's how your ass gonna end up living in the basement for the next 20 years, and your family gonna think you dead and they're right, and then ran off. Correct. And cold case files and shit, because you done ran off trying to, you know, do this without researching it. Like, we've, like, researched this shit. Then, you don't use your real name. Like, nothing should attach itself to you. So, like, I'm not going to go and create my profile and then link it to my damn Facebook page. Like, hell no. Like, nobody's going to know I'm doing this. And then most of the men that become submissives, they're like, what, 80% white, if not more?
The majority.
Yeah, but so that ain't even...
Most doms are of the, you know, Caucasian persuasion. Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, I ain't even worried about, like, my little group of men finding out what I'm doing because, hey.
I don't have a group of men, so therefore I'm okay then. there's no worries. I'm good.
Okay. But yeah, so never your name or attaching it to any of your social media or personal email or whatever. This has to be somebody as though you have no idea who this woman is, or, you know, or who could be, because
it is a true alter ego.
There you go. And shit, if somebody brought that back to me, I'd be like, that ain't me. I don't know who that is. She looked like me, though. She looked like me, but it ain't me.
With PayPig, you know, they might necessarily not see your face. A lot of it is via text message, via social media.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
they might ask for a couple things, but like they say, you always do what you feel comfortable with. If they ask for feet pics, send it to them. I probably wouldn't show any descriptive markings. Like, I might not take anything that shows my tattoos or anything right. like that. But, or we gonna, you know, cover it up or something like that, because I don't want you to find me. Because I know my investigative skills. So yep. I can only imagine what everybody else's investigation skills are. So I would not try to do anything that would kind of have any type of inkling or clue of who I am, what I do, how I do. No.
We'll do that on another show. We'll talk about our investigative skills on another show.
Baby, you boy,
we need to be the detectives on the first 48. We That's can it. Find some shit, peep some shit out. Honey, you put a Scorpio and a Leo together.
I don't shock myself. You ever did some shit that just make you shock yourself? Like, damn, did I really do that? Like, I did. But we can talk about that later.
Look at all that backgrounds and stuff. Wait a minute. That's so-and-so-and-so.
You know I'm good for that one. Zoom in on them sunglasses. What we see?
I tell you. It's really fun being us. So, like, we are two 40-ish year old women who have no kids at the house, and we just have like idle time to just really cut the fuck up, and we enjoy it.
And talk about random shit, like just really.
Yeah. Who knew senior life would be this interesting? And I mean, it's just gonna get worse when I don't have a job to go to every day, and I really got time to fuck off. It's gonna be out of this world. I'ma just be everywhere doing everything. Killing the game. But that's why I need this financial dime money to finance that, because I just feel like I'm just gonna travel all over the world and live my best life. Like, once I become Duchess Dominique.
So I got a question. Is this legal in the U.S.? Is financial doming legal in the U.S.?
Yeah. We ain't scamming nobody.
I guess not. I don't know. That's why I'm asking the question.
I mean, even if we sold the fantasy alluding to it, like, we're not actual, there's no penetration. So technically, that's not prostitution. I mean, hell. They had 800 numbers, 900 numbers here in the U.S. for many a years, where men would call women on the phone and do all kind of pervert craziness. Back in
it's legal as long as you report and pay your taxes.
I ain't paying shit.
Well, you got to prove how much I make, because I guarantee you.
Exactly.
He's not going to put me down as paying me, hey, I paid a financial dom $30,000, you know, this year.
He might put you on payroll like an employee for some type of, what could he list you? Consultant.
He got an LLC or something? I mean.
Yeah, he could pay you as a consultant or some type of contractor for his company or whatever. Hey, baby, look at here, John. However you need to make it look on paper so you can run me my coins, little boy,
That part.
I don't give a damn how you list it. Matter of fact, I got a whole EIN number for your ass to do it with.
Cause, I got baby, EIN if you wanna, as well.
Yeah, if you want to do it, we can effing do it. Yeah.
You gotta file taxes. I guarantee you, I will be at poverty level once I file mine, though, because I ain't telling y'all.
Nope. I'm gonna be like, my expenses so high, they take away from my profit, and I ain't make no money. Y'all gonna be giving me a damn refund.
I'm reporting $2.13 an hour. Hell no. I make $2.13 an hour.
Damn. So, we have a coworker, right? And he was telling me about a OnlyFans that he saw a girl doing. And she was doing her memberships for $2.50. Baby, I'm not giving no man no access to me for 30 days. So the memberships last 30 days. Mm-hmm. You will not have unlimited access to me for 30 days for no $2.50. Like, baby girl, just go head on and get out the game. Because old as I am.
Wait a minute. Hold on. What about the little girl that does all the swimming? The one who does all the swimming and makes all that money? Her membership is like $9, $10 a month.
Okay. But they just watching her swim.
That girl be swimming topless. And I think it'd be a little bit more than jumping off that fishing boat. But I, you know.
So I think it's tiers to hers. So I don't think you get the full nude experience until you go up in the tier. So like when you really go and research OnlyFans, like you can get a bottom, your base bottom tier, you can get a mid-level tier, and then you can get the highest top tier, like, you know. I think you get a little more for that, like with the top. It's just a lot more.
Okay. But that girl makes a lot of money every month jumping off of a boat and swimming in a lake.
Yeah, and I mean, that's her norm. So the way I say it would be so normal for me to just be mean and abusive with my mouth. Like, that's natural for her. She goes swimming every day. And then she's some kind of lifeguard or swim some shit. She do something in some water. Like, she's some kind of little aqua.
Well, maybe since I'm nice, I can do the mommy dom. You know, because I'm a cook and feed you. That comes natural to me.
I don't think I'm going to be wanting to do all that cooking and feed.
Ain't nobody say that.
I'm going to be like, happy, eat this damn cereal, little boy. Taking your time. Taking them little baby bites and shit so I can stay here longer. I got to go.
I don't know, but my little blue-eyed baby, she charged $1,500 an hour, but she is a full-service worker.
Right. So she get down with the get down.
She's in Australia.
Yeah, and what did she say the other day when she was talking about the man? He was paying her to come over there to put the strap on him.
Yeah, so he wanted... That's not how she used it. She said he wanted to be backdoored. And so she had to go buy the equipment.
Like, we don't know what that is.
Backdoor him.
And then asking the people, how much should I charge for that?
Yeah. She said, I've never had to do this before, so I don't know how much to charge.
Yeah.
But she said, did you watch the follow-up video? She said it only lasts, she was only there for about 30 minutes. So, in and out, easy peasy. And
how much did they pay her?
She never did say, but the only thing she says is she charges $1,500 for her back door. I'm sorry, $15,000. She charges $15,000 for her back door. And so she's like, I don't know what to charge for somebody else's. But
no.
Yeah.
No. And they also tell you, so another disclaimer is they also tell you be careful of the countries that you go into to do this work. Because these dudes, you think men is over here in the U.S. flying you out. Girl, the international men will fly you out. And what was it? I think they said that they don't like going to, was it
Dubai.
Abu Dhabi or sorry, it's Dubai.
Dubai.
Yeah, they don't like going to Dubai, so I don't know what's going on over there, but make sure you don't do no schmicks work over in Dubai.
Well, she says it's because they're so rich and they can have anything they want. When they do finally get somebody, they kind of take them out. They have them do weird, funky stuff that's pretty humiliating and degrading. Now, it is well worth the money, but she just refuses to do it. And she said they usually take you, because it's not legal there, they usually take you far out, like on a yacht somewhere in the middle of the desert. So, of course, that's not safe. So, it's a lot of concerns as far as what they will have you do and your safety. So.
Yeah.
No Dubai.
Yeah. I ain't doing it.
I just want to talk to you on the phone. Send you a couple text messages.
can even go and buy some little drawers from the store and send you some in the mail and put my perfume on them and really make you feel like you having that oneness with me. But you're not going to put your little filthy hands on me. Definitely not going to put your little raunchy stinking peen on me and mouths. I have a thing about mouths. People's mouths. Women, stop letting all these little dirty gingivitis ass dudes have fellatio with you. I promise you, you don't want it. That's probably why the pH is the way it is. The mouth.
You not do even have a penis. Thing about mouths, because you'd be like, so-and-so is missing a tooth. And I'm like, I didn't notice that. But because it's the back tooth. I didn't notice that, but okay.
I observe gums. I observe tongues. I observe teeth. Halitosis. Like, it's too much shit out here. There's no reason for it. Crusty lips. Like, come on. Y'all out of control. Fix it, Jesus. Let's bring back great mouth care. Please. Floss. We need all of that in our lives. And men who want to do little perverted things with women, they should definitely consider good mouth care. Because every little boy, who wants to be doing all of that but you? And this smells like a whole rotten cabbage. And looks like one, too. So, yeah. How long we been on talking about craziness?
I don't know. But only thing I got is I'm willing to step outside of my comfort zone and become a financial dom on PayPal.
Yeah, me too.
That's not stepping out your comfort zone. That's just you getting paid to do what you do on a daily basis.
Well, damn it, I'm tired of doing it for free.
Okay, then. All right, then. Yeah. All right. I'll accept that.
Okay. No longer want to do this for free. You will pay me for my meanness. And so, I really enjoyed this show today. we didn't even go through. Okay, so we got to do a part two so we can do some more of our little, because I'm sure someone is going to be like, oh my God, that was like so entertaining as well as educating. So, we're going to come back and do a part two of this. So y'all stay tuned for me and the naughty nurse me.
Oh, so I'm naughty. Okay.
This show just proved that nice can go to naughty in 2.5 seconds
or 30 minutes.
Yeah. So anyway, we enjoyed y'all today. Thank you. Come again. You can reach us on all our social media platforms at the verynecessary.com. And Neat, tell them where they can find you so they can follow your pages and get you up there. She got a cute little TikTok page, y'all.
Not my TikTok, but I can be found on Instagram at truly_unique, UNEAK. And if you are looking for me on TikTok, I am Little Moss Sally.
All right. And I don't know if I've ever disclosed my social medias to them, but Yoshi Yolanda on Facebook. I'm Nurse Pretty 23 on Instagram. And on TikTok, I think I'm Nurse Pretty too. So, yeah. Y'all check us out. And also check my girls Sue and Vaughn out. I don't know what the names is. I just sent them a whole lot of shit all day. But if you're looking for them, you can look for them on my page if you want to holler at my girl. So anyway, we enjoyed y'all as much as you enjoy us. And we'll be seeing you again. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.